The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 463. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Well, we are almost done with the first month of 2025, and normally around this time of year, we hear about a wonderful event from the WWE called the Royal Rumble. And that's right, this Saturday, February 1st, the Royal Rumble will emanate from Indianapolis, Indiana. And of course, as we all know, the winner of the Royal Rumble gets an opportunity to select a title to go for at WrestleMania. So this is a huge pay-per-view, or PLE, whatever you want to call it. And with that, I have to call in my two extremely insightful duo of Ringside Rand and DJ Joey Blaze, collectively known as the Pro Wrestling Pundits. We are going to dissect the build-up for this event. We're going to give our predictions as to who we think is going to win. We're going to give our predictions on what surprises might be in store for the viewers at home. And we'll talk about some other miscellaneous wrestling stuff as well. So it's a jam-packed episode, and you know when Joey and Rand stop by that there's oftentimes shenanigans and we go a little bit long. So I don't want to waste any time. I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear myself with the Pro Wrestling Pundits talk about this year's Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting down this evening with, of course, the Pro Wrestling Pundits, DJ Joey Blaze. How are you this evening?
That's right, DJ Joey Blaze. Don't call me Dildo Blaze, just call me Joey Blaze. Live and in living color, baby, from the wonderful, wonderful offices of Orlando in company, if you will.
All right, and of course, the other half of this duo is Ringside Rand. Rand, how you doing?
You can call me 8 days Rand because I got 8 days of work left, people.
That yes, congratulations on that. You are retiring in 8 days.
And yet the wife doesn't want me around the house, so.
Well, you're going to have to start collecting action figures or doing a podcast or something to keep you busy. Keep you out of trouble.
Do you get an award for being the longest standing Chippendale? Do they give you a golden pull? By chance.
I got golden suspenders. Golden
suspenders. Who are you, the Fabulous Ones?
Maybe I'm Bobby Fulton.
No, no. No, 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 we don't want to wish that on anybody.
Jeez, we have two.
That wouldn't be fantastic at all.
Well.
They had what, sparkly pants and a bow tie?
You mean the Fantastics? Yeah. They had
maybe
the
top hats?
No, the top hats, I think, were the Fabulous Ones.
Yeah, that was a Fabulous
One. That was Fabulous Ones. There's
Kern and Lane, right?
Kern and Lane.
Yeah.
They had vests. I think that's all they had was vests.
Maybe Fantastic. That's how we should do a special YouTube version of the podcast and we dress up like the Fabulous Ones or the Fantastics. Maybe we'll make everybody decide, did they just dress up as the Fantastics or did that person dress up as one of the Fabulous Ones?
Now, my question is the Fabulous Ones in their gear or is it that very infamous where they're both in the Speedos?
Could be. I could be the Handsome Stranger.
All Well, nonetheless, gentlemen, we're here to discuss the Royal Rumble, which is happening this Saturday night, February 1st, emanating from Indianapolis, Indiana. Neither of us are going.
Are you
us.
Going?
Yeah.
Why aren't you going?
It snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Things will get better.
Okay.
He's busy preparing to retire. He's got lots of things to do.
I thought that would be something that he would be out there.
It's going to take 10, 15 minutes to clean out my locker.
All right.
Here's how much the wife doesn't want me in the house. She bought me a laptop so I can go places.
Did she purposely cancel the Wi-Fi internet so you have to go to the Starbucks across
Giant
the street?
Eagle's got Wi-Fi. The library's got Wi-Fi. Hey, the Lynch's across the street have Wi-Fi. Go sit in their yard. Come back when it's time to mow the yard, though.
I'm picturing Rand in like one of those old school lawn chairs. You know, the fabrics that are like that
cross-hatched. Yeah.
And that, and with like a big hat on, and just sitting there on his laptop. And you said the Lynch's?
Yeah, across the street.
Yeah, the Lynch's front yard using their Wi-Fi.
We have a hammock in the backyard that I've renamed.
Okay.
It is now Hangri-La.
Hangri-La.
Instead of Shangri-La?
Yeah.
It's a hammock. Hangri-La.
Amazing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back on track here, if we will. So we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble. As of Tuesday night, we have only a few matches booked. I'm sure that here in a few days, probably on SmackDown, more than likely they'll fill in the card a little bit. And heck, probably we'll even still get some
NXT
announcements. Yeah, well, maybe some NXT people as well tonight, as well as we'll probably get some announcements of some, you know, they always love to do that. They just throw it out there on their website that, you know, Titus O'Neil's entered the Royal Rumble or whatever. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to run down the matches. We're going to give our ideas about what might be happening. We're going to throw out some surprises that we might think might be in Indianapolis. And we'll go from there. So let's first start off with how excited are you for this PLA? PLA. PLE.
ST what?
SD Jones. That's okay. What I said.
On a what are we going to do? The body slams? What do you want?
Well,
how
body
you
slams
rate this?
Is next week. That's just your excitement level. Is it
my excitement
the roof?
Level is pretty high. I would probably put orange. Is that how we do that? Is that like
we can
threat level orange?
There you go. We'll go with orange.
That's right below red, right?
I believe so.
Yes. I'm super hype, and I think I'm hype not only for the normal, it's the Royal Rumble, it's WrestleMania season. That's enough to be hype for, but we're in this new era of the WWE. So not only do you have Trips in Charge, you got this new innovative way of doing Monday Night Raw, which I hope we kind of dive into that maybe a little bit tonight.
We will. It's on the agenda.
So you have the new innovations going on Monday Night Raw. The new guard, so on Friday, I'm a big card person, as everybody knows out there, should know, you guys know, sports cards. So Wrestling Cards, Panini, that company, lost their license for WWE. And on Friday, WWE releases their next set, because they haven't been with Topps for years, but with Topps Chrome, it comes out. I'm really hyped. So there's a lot of hype going on this weekend. So you got all the stuff going on by the new Raw setup. You got the new cards out. There's such a great buzz about being a pro wrestling fan and a WWE fan. Not really a pro wrestler, but more a WWE fan. I want to be fans of some of this other stuff. But like, so there's such a buzz and it's such a time to scoot on over there on that bandwagon and invite people on. And I think that's what I'm most excited for.
You could say this podcast is the on-ramp to the road to WrestleMania.
We could say that. In fact, I like that.
I think this is more like the rest stop. You're going in, you're knocking three times, you put it through a little hole, there's something on the other side. I think that's what this
what
does.
Are you talking about?
We're not there, Junior.
Oh, okay. Anyways. But no, that's what I'm excited for. I think my level of excitement is very high. If I was to take it out of 10, it would probably be a 9 or a 9.5.
I'll go a solid 9. There's a lot of questions that are up in the air, which is the way it should be.
I agree with you.
There is no clear-cut winner.
That's right. I totally agree with you, Rand. You and I were talking off air before Joey joined us, And that was the thing that we talked about. You and I said surprises, unexpected twists and turns. That's what we want. We want to be invested in these storylines. I mean, honestly, there's maybe seven different people in the men's Royal Rumble that could win the thing and would be a great opponent for whoever the champion is come Mania.
I could almost see it too, and I'm something we'll talk about a little bit later on, but I could see somebody out of nowhere winning it and lose their spot in the Elimination Chamber. I can see them taking it to a whole nother level and doing that, kind of like the Premier Wrestling Coalition was taking it to another level back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was their yep. go-to saying, of course. Rest in peace, those weird people. But anyway, but no, I think that's it's surprises galore. And I think I see swerves. I guarantee there's been something that they've done in the background of something where they've planted the seed that we should know who's going to win it, but it's just they kind of glanced over it. Because that's the type of marketing they've been doing.
The research I had today only had 15 people.
Yeah.
That's half the field.
Mm-hmm.
And on the women's, there were only 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one third of the field, public school math.
Better
than Steiner math.
The other thing, too, that we're not talking about, Saturday night's main event. I mean, that's been a success. And they've done a lot of things right with that program. And now we're working with TNA.
And that, yeah, NXT and TNA.
Well, there's a big variable there.
Yeah.
And your girl is officially signed, I guess, to WWE.
Jordynne Grace?
Yes.
Oh, she's signed? Okay. So well, that's a great step for her. I mean, look, let's just jump on into it. We're talking about the Royal Rumble. Let's go for it. What the hell? Let's talk about who might win the Royal Rumble for the men's side. Let's just do it. All right? That's not the way the format's written, but who cares? So far we have LA Knight, John Cena, CM Punk, Jey Uso, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Logan Paul, Penta, Chad Gable, Braun Breaker, and Carmelo Hayes. So far, that's who we have.
That's stacked.
Yeah!
That's all thriller, no filler.
Like, you run down that lineup, that's amazing. Any of those guys, let's be honest here for a minute, any of those guys could win it.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe not Melo, but I could see
Penta, no.
Yeah. Say that, but they put the rocket pack on his back, dude. He's already challenging Braun Breaker. And he is so over.
He is.
It's amazing how over he is. We know it's not going to happen, but they're putting us in a position, though, to truly think anything can happen.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, this is not the Steve Austin we think he's going to win, or even before that, the Hogan we think he's going to win. I have a list of final five, any of which could win. And a lot of it goes back to the draw, luck of the draw.
Well, let's talk about it. Who do you think is coming out victorious out of the men's Royal Rumble?
The one I picked was CM Punk.
That's a great pick.
But again, I could also say Roman's a great pick, or Seth is a great pick.
Or Cena. It's Cena's last.
That's who I'm going with. If I was a gambling man, which I am not, I would probably give him the win due to his retirement and then give him one more final WrestleMania main event, maybe against Cody. I could see those two having a great match. It could still remain face versus face. I think the fans would get behind it. I put a little asterisk next to John Cena's name. I put down 18 through 21. I don't want to see him be number one and run the gauntlet. Like, I think that's over. I think that's over.
I agree with that.
That's overdone. That's overplayed. Put him in the middle. Let him eliminate so many folks, and then he ends up being your winner to take on. Maybe even Gunther. Him and Gunther would be a great matchup too.
I can see Logan Paul.
See, and I thought that too. It's kind of, what I call that is like the Kansas City Chiefs effect. Like, they're good. He's good, but nobody likes him. The only people that are rooting for the Chiefs are in Kansas City. So it's like the same type of thing. Like, do that and then take it from him. And I think he would be the perfect person to draw that type of heat.
Well, he had massive heat the other night.
Oh, it was insane last night on Raw.
Yes, it was.
And for somebody who hadn't been there in months.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's X-Pac heat, but it's heat nonetheless. But my pick, I'm agreeing with Rand. I think this is the time for him to do it. He came back for a reason. He's done everything right. He's proven everybody that talked all this shit about him in AEW that he's going down NXT to help the quote unquote kids. He's doing this. He's doing that. I think CM Punk wins it. And I think he's going to be one of those ones too. You don't want him to go the whole time, A, because he might get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But B, I think CM Punk wins the Royal Rumble.
And after last night's face-to-face with Cody Rhodes, I believe that that could happen. I mean, that was a really good promo. That
was fantastic. It was a very solid promo, but I don't see him going after Cody.
I'm going to throw something out real quick that you mentioned. You texted this a couple of weeks ago. You had said Big E to win the Royal Rumble.
I did?
Yes, you did.
I said on Twitter he could be an entrant.
Oh, that was you that... Okay, so yes. Wrong.
And I could still see him somehow going after Kofi...
And Xavier Woods.
And Xavier. Just to eliminate them for no reason other than...
Then eliminate himself and not get injured, not put himself in a situation to be injured.
Maybe he runs down and trips somebody. Or pulls the rope down and somebody goes over it.
Okay, sorry. I had the wrong pundit.
So I was like, what are we talking about?
I thought you had sent that, not, but okay. So Rand. Credit where credit is due. Big E shows up in the Rumble. Rand called it.
There you go.
Oh, I've got a couple other long shots.
All right, well, let's hear them.
Pat McAfee.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Why do you say that? Because it's his hometown. Is that?
He's there.
He's there. Yeah.
How about Matt and Jeff Hardy?
Surprises.
They could be. I forgot they're signed by TNA. So that's okay. That's a very good possibility.
I think we could have the return of AJ Styles.
I haven't heard anything about his injury, but that could definitely happen.
Who's the TNA champ right now?
Say his name and
he appears.
He appears. I believe in Johendre.
And who did he beat for that title?
Nick Nemeth.
The former?
Dolph Ziggler.
I don't think he wants to be in it.
Okay.
From listening to interviews.
What about Aleister Black? He hasn't been on AEW TV in quite a
while. No, he was on just a few weeks ago. He was. He's...
So he's gone, though. They're saying he's gone. Ricky Starks requested his release. Ricky Starks will show up in the WWE, just not this soon.
Yeah, I agree.
So I agree with you on Hendry. I like Hendry. I like Rob Van Dam as a surprise, a legend surprise.
Okay.
I think that would make a lot of sense.
He did it, what, five or 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Omos will be
got
in
a title in Japan.
Yeah, and then he gave it up. Yoshitatsu was part of the, he gave it to them. And I think he comes in and I think we see him do the Kane type thing. I think he eliminates a bunch of people.
Well, one that you mentioned about people getting done with their contracts. Josh Alexander from TNA, former TNA world champion, his contract has run up. He is rumored to be heading to WWE land. So that's probably a very solid pick for a surprise.
Nick Aldis.
That would be an interesting one.
I would be cool. I would think that would be something for the G. So here's how I kind of thought about it too. I've thought about Aldis, but if Aldis goes in, Nick, both of them need to go in.
Adam Pearce
needs to go in too, and I think that could be a Mania match. Personally, Aldis can work, man.
Sure.
Aldis could work a broomstick.
Sure.
Then the other thing I thought, you mentioned McAfee. I still think that this whole Graves thing is a work, and I think we're going to see Graves and Pat McAfee at Mania. I think that's going to be a match.
Okay.
So maybe you might not, if you don't see McAfee, maybe you see Graves, or maybe you see McAfee and then Graves. So
okay.
That's a couple ones with that. But we got to see like an old school legend, right? Like you need to bring out somebody like Bubba Ray Dudley, somebody that can still move a little bit to
Tommy
get a pop.
Dreamer, maybe.
Yeah, because they're doing stuff with TNA.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely work. I mean, they...
What if they did this? What if it was Ric Flair?
Oh, geez. Well, his deal with the energy drink and everything is up. And he's distanced himself from AEW. And I was going to say, is Hogan a possibility?
I don't think with his hips.
We'll see. I don't think so either. So I don't think CM Punk gets to toss his, quote, dusty ass over the top rope. So, well, there's a lot here to consider. And so you guys have picked CM Punk. I'm going to go with John Cena. Let's talk about the other Royal Rumble match, the ladies. And so far, here is who has been added to the Royal Rumble for the ladies. Nia Jax, Bayley, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Ivy Nile, Io Sky, and Lyra Valkyrie.
Which is such a small amount. That roster is an embarrassment of riches, which we've had that conversation for, from NXT all the way up to the main.
Mm-hmm.
There's names you're going to see. You're going to see Nia in there. You're going to see a few. So I think Jade Cargill eliminates Bianca Belair because I think Bianca Belair is the one that injured Jade Cargill.
Okay, that's a good point.
Or could it have been Naomi that injured her?
Or it might have been both of them. It might have been both of them collaborating, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, and we're missing, of course, the U.S. champion Chelsea Green and Piper Nevin on this list.
Who?
Chelsea Green.
Who? Chelsea Green!
You know, if you're going to bring up Chelsea Green, could her husband be a surprise in the Rumble?
That's a possibility, too.
He's been gun for hire lately. And I could see him doing a one-off like that.
Sure, sure. I can, too. Yeah, nothing long-term, but a short one-night.
I could see that doing a lot for Matt Cardona on the Indies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You talked about having a surprise veteran. I'm going to throw out Jazz because she's still around. She's coaching up. She coached up Ren Sinclair when she broke in. Yeah, I think that definitely I can
see. I think see Victoria.
Because
she just signed a Legends deal and just in the crowd. So I think if I was to take a legend that would move the meter, I think her or even, I don't want to see Michelle McCool. We've seen her come in and out enough times, but I think Victoria would be one. Maybe even Mickie James.
Mm-hmm.
Mickie James is another one.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I mean, isn't she? She's got to be ready to come back. I mean,
Asuka,
are you ready for Asuka?
It's unlikely, but Alexa Bliss.
So apparently they've had something ready for Bliss. It didn't work out. They moved the Wyatt 6 to SmackDown. There's something renegotiation going on. So it's going to be hard to tell. But I think Alexa that would probably be in the Rumble. That's one of my surprises, I think, too.
What about AJ Lee or Nikki Bella?
I only think you see AJ Lee is if the Punk and Seth Rollins thing get going and then Becky gets in, then you see AJ Lee get in. That's the only way I see AJ coming back. But my pick to win it, though, is going to be Charlotte. I hate to say it. I don't think fans will really like it. But I think it's going to be Charlotte because I kind of want to see Charlotte and Tiffy. I think that would be a good match. I really do. And I think if they could put Tiffy over on Charlotte, and I think you could put Tiffy over on Charlotte without tarnishing Charlotte and making Tiffy look strong.
Well, I said the same thing. Charlotte Flair, and I put down what a better way to have her come back from injury. Again, I put, though, I would like to see her around 12, 13, 14, somewhere around that, you know, similar to Cena. Like, again, the run in the gauntlet is old and played out. I think Charlotte, out of that list of names, is probably the odds-on favorite to win it.
Even if any of these other people come back, I think it just makes the most sense. I feel like the women's one's a little bit more predictable than the men's.
Yes, agreed. Rand, who did you pick for the Women's Royal Rumble?
I went with the unannounced Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Do you have like a final four or final five on the women's?
Not on the women's because there's only 10 people listed.
Wait a minute. You said Becky Lynch and you hang out in the front yard of the Lynches?
Little known fact, pal.
Okay. Anyways.
But I see Bianca being one of... If they do the Bianca and Jade thing... Either Jade's a surprise entrant or Jade comes back and like Bianca's like one of the final four. I want to see a heel Bianca Belair. I don't know what, that's just fixated in my head. Everybody would expect Jade to be the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever been the heel before?
Jade?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jade, but what about Bianca?
She was in NXT for a little bit, but she's been a fan favorite. the whole time she's been on the main roster.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think she was heel in NXT. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, because I remember when she came up to the main roster, I was like, I don't like this character. I don't like babyface Bianca.
Yeah,
yeah, because she just had that certain aura about her that she could probably. I imagine she could be a pretty snotty person in real life.
So you're going to see NXT people too. I think you're going to see Roxanne Perez.
Oh yeah,
we'll see Roxy. There's a couple others. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw like Jakara Jackson or Lash Legend.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a perfect setup for somebody that has the look and the size of Lash Legend too. By the way, you'll probably see the tag Alba Fyre and Isla Dawn. Mm-hmm. I feel like you'll see them in there as filler. I think
Jordan Grace
will definitely be part of it again. Will we see the NXT? Will we see any of the Julias or any of the big names that they just signed? Or are we going to see one of them?
Oh, I imagine that they will be in it. Yes, absolutely.
So, actually, I would love to see one of them, Vakur or Julia, win it. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But I think that'd be something fresh. It'd be or even Roxy or even Jordan Grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it's going to be Charlotte, but I would love to see one of these up and comers, but one of these younger ones that they're passing the torch to take it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, I think it'll be Charlotte. You said Becky?
Yeah.
You're saying Charlotte too?
Yes, I am saying Charlotte as well. Okay, well, let's talk about so far the only two matches that are booked for right now. And let's start off with the 2 out of 3 falls match for the WWE Tag Team Championships when you have DIY, the champions, defending against the Motor City Machine Guns. I'm just going to throw it out there. I think Gargano and Ciampa go over. I think because I think they have a little more momentum behind them. And this has been a decent feud. But I have a feeling that with 2 out of 3 falls, it's going to take 7 hours because we're going to do all kinds of cool stuff and kick out of a lot of cool stuff, and then that's going to
finishers and
oh, I wrote down DIY wins when they do Meet Me in the Middle 3 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be. What's great is this tag match right here. I think by putting DIY over on the Motor City Machine Guns, it doesn't make Motor City Machine Guns look any weaker.
No,
but I think if you Motor City Machine Guns go over on DIY. I don't think that makes as much logic dollar in the jar. But I think for storyline purposes, I agree. I think DIY wins, you know, wins like on the, I think that Motor City Machine Guns wins the first fall, but they'll win the next two out of 3.
I actually had a DIY wins fall 1 through some type of cheating.
Okay.
And then MCMG wins out of nowhere. Like out of a small package or roll up sunset flip, and then we get to the fall 3 where it's one of their typical matches. If you beat DIY, where do they go? So they have all this momentum. They got to capitalize on it.
You know, these aren't really small guys. These are like medium sized guys.
Yeah,
but this is pretty much like a Lucha Libre match. This is going to be nonstop high flyers.
Oh, and I won't be surprised if it starts the show.
And I think what's great is I think you can take this feud into Mania and add like 2 more teams and do like a Fatal 4-Way tag match.
Yeah.
And it'll be excellent.
What teams would you add?
Pretty Deadly.
Mm-hmm. That's an easy one.
Would Rey Fénix be back by then?
No, but this just clicked in my head. What if Rey Fénix is a surprise at the Royal Rumble, the men's Royal Rumble?
That would be the crowd would lose it.
I mean, that just clicked in my head. Like, what if he's been kayfabing us?
If not, Rand, I would say the Hardy Boys. I think that would be sick. Mm. DIY, MCM, the Hardy Boys, and then Pretty Deadly.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty tight.
Yeah, that'd be a great opener
for Mania if that happened.
I'm taking the Machine Guns.
Okay.
We worked several shows with them back in the day, didn't we? Yeah, Saban and Shelley.
Shelley, yeah.
So I remember when Shelley had that long curly hair.
Mm-hmm. And purple tights.
Yep.
I remember working at a show.
Those guys have been a lot of places, and all it's done well.
That's 25 years ago, Rand. That's what's crazy, right? 20?
Yeah. Well, it would have been like 2001,
yeah.
2002.
Yeah. And they look great. They look
Absolutely. All right, let's get to the ladder match for the undisputed WWE Championship. You have Cody Rhodes, the champion, taking on KO Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens has been brilliant on these promos. The t-shirts.
The t-shirts are nice.
Let's just rewind. Beautiful on the promos. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Jacob Fatu has to be in the Rumble, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a crazy surprise win that could be, or having him, I could see him being doing that Kane thing, eliminating a bunch of people. Like, sorry, I Jacob Fatu needs to be a surprise. See,
that's part of why we have so many questions. They've only announced 10 people, 15 people.
And what brought that up is you brought up promo. These promos walking to the ring by Jacob Fatu have been amazing.
Yeah, they've been really good. They've been really good. And look, we'll talk about Saturday Night's main event, but they made a statement with Jacob Fatu.
Mm-hmm.
They made a statement that he is the real deal. He is going to be a main eventer.
But then I feel like, going back to what Rand said, is I feel like in this Triple H era, they have really stepped it up with promos.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Owens, all the stuff you're talking about with Down from the Shirts. Like
Cornette from McConaughey?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so brilliant. I showed that to my wife who doesn't care about wrestling. And she's like, oh, I hate him already. And yet, you look at Kevin Owens, you wouldn't fear him. He's an average guy in many ways.
He's always had the gift of gab.
But he's not a physically opposing specimen.
No, he's not like a couch potato.
He's not like when you looked at like Killer Tim Brooks. You'd be like, oh, that guy, if I ran into the one-man gang in a dark alley, he'd fuck my shit up, you know? Where, or Sid. You're right. You're right. Kevin Owens just looks like a regular guy.
But that's what's going to make this match so great, too, because he looks like a regular guy, but anything he does isn't a regular. For a ladder match, have these two, I think we're going to see a similar spot that we saw with Sammy and Cody. Do you remember that, where he did the cutter off the top on Cody, where he jumped over? I have a feeling we're going to see some insane spots because, A, they get along, you know, they're really close friends, Bob. But a couple things with this. Do we see Sami Zayn? The Sami Zayn heel turn, full heel. Do we see that during this match? Do we see Randy Orton?
I have down here, I picked Cody Rhodes to win because I put down that Sami Zayn becomes involved and screws up. Like because he's done the haluva kick multiple times to Cody by accident, air quotes. He accidentally, air quotes again, hits Kevin Owens this time with the haluva, which that allows Cody.
So I think he goes full heel, and I think Randy makes a save. We see Randy Kevin Owens at Mania.
Okay, that's solid. That's solid. So you're picking Cody Rhodes as well?
Yeah, Cody's not losing the title. But I love that. The way they're doing the storyline, they for us to even think about it, changing hands, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Rand?
Oh, I have Cody as well. And not only Sami Zayn, who else could get involved with this?
Well, I actually forgot about Randy Orton being on the shelf. I really did. But that makes a lot of sense that he comes back at this moment and interferes on behalf of Cody to stop whatever evil the other two are contemplating. I don't know who else would. I mean, the only other thing is you could have Punk get involved somehow because of the promo that they did last night.
I don't think you see Punk.
But I think that convolutes things. I agree with you. I think that you've got to keep it streamlined.
I mean, maybe Drew McIntyre, but...
Yeah, maybe.
I think the only two logical right here would be Sami Zayn. But, like, I think Sami Zayn would almost make it look like he's coming down to help Cody, and then he turns full heel. And then that's when Randy, or you hear, I hear voices in my head, boom, he comes out, and he does RKOs.
Okay, well, you know what? So we talked a little bit about it. Let's talk about Saturday Night's main event.
They've both been amazing.
They have. They have been absolutely awesome. I will say this. I thought every match was great. The first half of Strowman and Fatu was a little bit of a snooze fest, but they picked it up midway through, and when they decided to flip that switch and be incredibly hard-hitting, and then the injury angle that they did at the end, oh, that's fantastic. I mean, again, that tells you this guy means something. And we go back to what we just said a few minutes ago, Rand. If I ran into Jacob Fatu in a dark alley, I'd shit my pants probably and run the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not a Tama Tonga guy?
No.
Yeah.
I thought you did it rather well.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think that the one thing I feel like some people are overlooking with Saturday Night's Main Event is we have clean finishes. Have we had a wacky finish yet on Saturday Night's Main Event? No.
Those have been intense shows.
They've been intense shows, and they're so good. Again, they're so good at just telling a story with what they, you know, with that show that I just, yeah, I've loved them.
And they bring back just enough of the old timers.
Yep.
Jesse.
He was really good on the second one. The first one you could tell he was a little
nervous or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But this, he was really good this past Saturday.
Yeah. When he just got on that case about the referee and the cadence of his count. Oh,
that was awesome.
That was classic.
Ventura, yeah.
That was classic. That's so good. The only thing I wish they would do with Jesse is let him, like, feed him lines. Well, that wouldn't happen to my day. I would have put him in the back break. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Get more of his history rolled in there, especially for the young generation who may not know a lot about Ventura. But that's been awesome. Netflix has been really good too. Not as good as Saturday Night's Main Event, but it's been.
But what's
good.
Made Netflix nice is the whole Triple H thing is the whole camera angles that the drone they've been using to kind of circle around to show the crowd to kind of they're doing some innovative things with that, and it's. And that's been really cool. I think Raw, since its move there, has definitely stepped up its game.
Mm-hmm.
And last night with the whole New Day Sucks shirts, that's awesome.
That's a great storyline too. I you know what? I was a little bit hesitant to enjoy that because it took forever to happen. But the fact that they're incorporating their parents and their family and everything
and other heels like.
Yeah.
Kind of getting mad at him.
Like, right, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. It's ingenious. It's fantastic. Can't say enough good things about that.
It just looks better. It's like it's bright and clear on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's a technology step up from cable, but it just looks so much better on TV.
And I haven't really watched SmackDown since Raw went to Netflix. I assume that it's trailblazing in its own ways with the
technology. I think it's very similar.
Okay.
And you know what? People are like, well, if they said they're going there, it's going to be 3 hours. They said it's going to take as long as they need to tell their story. That's what they said. So we've had 2.5 hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely enjoying both of them. Like I said, and like the different aspects, the one thing I would change about Saturday Night's Main Event is we get the throwback type to it, but they need to go to do the old backstage interviews.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yes.
Before the show where you had like Hogan behind a cage yelling.
Yeah.
Like that type. And I love that they called that place where Jesse Ventura and what's his name standing, the Okerlund stage or whatever. The Okerlund position. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that we needed for Saturday Night's Main Event to bring back like one of the interview segments with the fake walls, like Piper's Pit or
that
the
would be
pit.
Awesome too. I would love to see that. I love that Obsession is the song,
and they have that really weird little transition when they go to commercial, mm-hmm. come out of commercial. That music, that's the original. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fantastic, and I agree with what Rand said. They're not hitting us over the head with the legends,
right?
They're giving us, hey, you know, here's Ted DiBiase. Here's Hacksaw Duggan.
He pulls up in that old school Cadillac.
Oh, that was badass.
Yeah.
Here's Ollie and
Tully.
Tully, the Brainbusters.
They were there.
Tully I heard Harris. A rumor that they paid them like $5,000 for that appearance.
Well, good for them.
Which is amazing. They need more of that since they don't have a pension.
Yeah, I'm all for that. And I assume that Arn's contract with AEW is over with.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Long gone. Too bad he couldn't get the I'm just going to sit on my couch and collect a check treatment from Tony Khan and AEW. Do we even want to talk AEW here as we have a few more minutes here before we start wrapping up?
What do you have to say about it? It's bad.
Yeah.
I got one note on the Rumble.
Okay, go ahead.
The Miz, 15 Rumbles over 2 hours, has eliminated two people.
That's awesome.
One of them is Alex Riley, who had a feud with... And I cannot remember who the other one was.
So here's something we'd talk about. What happened to the Wyatt Six? I know they've been traded to SmackDown, but what happened to them? Like, they were so buzzworthy. People were all about that. Now they're not even on TV. Like, you need to do something with them. I think Uncle Howdy needs to be in the Royal Rumble.
I think they all could be in the Royal Rumble. That would make, especially if they got in early and you had like, you had two of them, four and five, and then they'd have to fight each other. Like, right. I think that would be, you know, if it was Loomis
Dude, how good does Loomis look, man?
Yeah, he looks good. Gacy is the other one I was thinking about. What if those two are like, their numbers one and two, and then they're like, they'd stand around awkwardly and then eventually start fighting each other.
Well, you're the Road Warriors for one and two.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Demolition was, too.
I think so. Demolition was 1 year as well, yeah. Right, which we'll talk about Demolition here in a few minutes.
But, yeah, I would... I've been questioning that. Now I know they've been traded to SmackDown. What a lopsided trade, the Wyatt Six for Nia Jax. I mean, they're equal weights, but like, I don't know. Anyway,
I mean, hey, even she looks pretty decent in the ring on Saturday night's main event.
That match was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I was surprised how good that. I was. Whoever the agents are, I feel like they've tweaked what the agents are doing too.
Probably. Well, you mentioned Demolition. You and I had a conversation the other day, and I don't think it's too early to start this conversation because it is almost February. Hall of Fame. Who should go into the Hall of Fame? I said Rick Martel. You, Joey, said in this conversation that we had, Demolition.
Demolition, for sure. Demolition, Rick Rude.
Rick Rude. All right.
Can you believe that Rick Rude is not in the WWE Hall of Fame?
No, that makes sense to me.
I mean, consider he was the only person that showed up. He was on, what, all three programs?
Yeah.
He was on all three within a week.
Within a week, yeah.
So just what he's done, like, I wish Demolition, I wish they could bury whatever they have. And I feel like with the new regime that we might see that. But Demolition is an all-time, even if you're like, the Red Warrior ripoff, whatever. Demolition was awesome. Here comes it. Like, you got so, like...
Here comes the axe and here comes the smash.
You got so, like, when you heard the music.
Yeah.
But that goes to your guy. I know who you're going to say needs to go in the Hall of Fame.
I'm telling you, I've said it for 10 years.
Jim Johnston.
Look at the music.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal onomatopoeia. You knew, based on the music, what type of person it was.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
It was intense. It set the stage instantly.
Yeah, I mean, definitely he deserves to go in, as does Demolition, as does Rick Rude. And I'm going to throw this out there because we talked about it when we were chatting the other day. I think Pam Anderson goes in the celebrity wing. She's having a resurgence, you know, with that play that she was in, or is it a movie? I think it's a movie, The Last Showgirl. Anyways, I think that she definitely should go in.
Celebrity wing.
In the celebrity wing, yeah.
And she can join Bob Uecker, the late great.
Yeah, the late great Bob Uecker.
He's in there.
He is in there. Yes, we looked him up. He's in there. And
Drew Carey, Pete Rose.
Yep. Don't forget Snoop Dogg.
Alice Cooper, I think, is in the celebrity
room. I think so. Some guy that was president or something was in there. I think. I don't remember.
Also, too, I think Hall of Fame. When John and I were talking, I think the main star going in this year needs to be Bray Wyatt. I think they should center around him. I think he should be the main star.
You know what? It's going to be interesting to see who they put in when you talk about, you know, the Hall of Fame, because as we've said, sometimes it's not always, you know, who best deserves to go in there.
I just hope nobody talks as long as Thunderbolt Patterson.
Oh, God.
I want it known for the record that I used the word onomatopoeia correctly.
And it is duly noted that you used onomatopoeia correctly. So this happened last week. I just found this out yesterday. The wrestling world lost a guy that many of us booed as wrestling fans, especially if you were AWA wrestling fans. But the passing of Edward Wiskowski, also known as Colonel De Beers.
He passed away.
He passed away January 22nd at the age of 80.
I just saw somewhere where he was at some sort of, in Portland, he was at some sort of reunion. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing about him is, man, he was about pushing buttons. All right. If you're unfamiliar with Colonel DeBeers started his career in the Pacific Northwest. Ed Witkowski, the Polish prince, and a very arrogant heel. And then later on, he became he had a new gimmick, Mega Marahashi I'm Ed, which was about basically, it was like a religion, like one of those religions like the Hare Krishnas, right? Like they were, they had a compound in Portland, and in 1984, they were accused of a bio attack on the town of the Dalles, Oregon, spreading botulism through canned goods. So he decided to mimic one of those guys and got mad heat in Oregon for being one of these other leaders. Then you fast forward a couple of years later, he's the apartheid general, Colonel DeBeers. And I'll just say this, ladies and gentlemen, under no circumstances could the character of Colonel DeBeers exist in today's political or socio.
We could go back 15, 20 years and find dozens
of people. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's not the only one, but Colonel DeBeers, certainly, I mean, some of his antics, I can't believe he got away with it. I can't believe ESPN allowed that to air on their station through the AWA. But nonetheless, rest in peace, Ed Witkowski, a.k.a. Colonel DeBeers.
Wow. I had no idea.
But he wasn't in the Truth Commission with Cyrus the Virus, no, Kurgan.
Kurgan, Bull Buchanan was one of them.
So this is the one I remember. While wrestling in the AWA, Witkowski had a violent, racially charged feud with Superfly Jimmy Snuka,
yes,
that pushed fans to the limit. DeBeers blindsided Snuka during a match, sending him crashing headfirst onto the concrete floor, then delivered a pile driver on the concrete, leaving Snuka a bloody mess.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember that, too, because I was horrified that this damn DeBeers character attacked Jimmy Snuka.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I said, he had balls, being two controversial figures in a time when, you know, fans would stick you, you know, or shoot you, or wait for you out back with baseball bat or whatever.
And we heard that several times from Roddy Piper.
Yep.
Just the idea that he took a real story.
Yeah.
And put himself into it, where it was doing actual harm to the community.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
It is outrageous. That's the thing. And I just learned that about him a few years ago, you know, and because, I mean, I thought Colonel DeBeers was the be-all, end-all for controversy, but not so much if you're, you know, talking about a bio attack from a group of people that are living in a town and you claim to be one of them. Actually, in Wikipedia states that if you pay attention, his last name, I'm Ed, is I-M-E-D, I'm Ed, so it was a little rib on everybody that
erectile dysfunction?
No.
That's what he...
No. Anyways, on that note, all right, gentlemen, next week we'll be back to talk about the Royal Rumble. We'll see if our predictions were correct. We'll see what surprises happened. We'll break it all down for you. So, Joey, where can people find you on the interwebs?
Well, people have been having a lot of fun with us on Whatnot under Remix Collectibles. We had a big show last night. We stream wrestling every Monday night at 8:05 with wrestling cards. And a matter of fact, the other night, your girlfriend joined us in the stream to say hello.
She has just discovered Whatnot, and it is like the bee's knees here. She's buying shoes, you know, $50 instead of $200, you know, and sweaters and all that good stuff, you know?
Whatnot.
I did say that, didn't I?
Whatnot.
Anyways.
So, yes, we hang out on there a lot, or you can find me on DJ Joey Blaze on Twitter. The Reverend DJ Joey Blaze.
All right. Rand, where can folks find you on the internet?
Currently, you can find me on Twitter at Rand Dittmar, RANDDITTMAR. And after
double T.
After the upcoming retirement, there will be a YouTube page entitled Stupid Things I Know.
oh no, is this really? Is this it? After all these years, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna...
That one was shut down.
Oh.
I had one person just over the line rude and insulting, blocked him, came at me from three different angles, and I finally just shut it down. I don't know whose basement this guy was sitting in, some of the things he said to me.
At any time did you retort with, I fought Blade Boggs.
Never.
I will fuck you up.
Give us a taste of something he said to you.
He was making political statements that were never addressed. I was going on telling stories about daily occurrences I would run into.
Okay.
One of them was really bad service, customer service at Best Buy. And I replayed the story. And this guy's coming on calling me all kinds of things.
Oh, jeez.
Do you remember the YouTube sensation? This is back in the day. This is like 20 years ago. I'm sure he's dead by now. But the kid from Brooklyn? Do you remember that big fat... And a kid from Brooklyn here, let me tell you something about these motherfuckers. That was amazing. We'll have to take a look at that. I'm sure there's still videos online.
Okay. So this is not the
no, there will be a new YouTube page. There will be
a new YouTube page. All right.
Stupid things I know.
You got a laptop.
And you got a Starbucks.
Or a Giant Eagle. Or the Lynch's.
Panera overpriced food.
You know what this reminds me of? He reminds me of like that old show Empty Nest where he's Joe Suzu. Yeah.
Joey Zeus.
Oh. It would just walk into the that's what he does at the Lynch's.
Do you remember the show that was a takeoff of internet sensation Shit My Dad Says?
Yes.
My Dad Says.
Yeah. Yeah.
William Shatner.
Will Sasso was on there.
Was he?
I was down at the Baja with about 80 wild dogs. He does his whole fit. I can't do Ventura, but man, his Ventura is so good.
It is. It is. And anyway.
He wrestled Bret Hart.
Yes, he did.
Who? Will Sasso?
Yeah.
It was. Was
WCW.
That
Nitro?
It was on Nitro, wasn't it? It was either that, or I was gonna say Mad TV, but it wasn't on Mad TV.
No, Bret Hart was on Mad TV too, but that match was on Nitro.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's taking us forever to wrap things up. But anyways.
Go on it, John.
All right. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, chopping it up and talking about the Royal Rumble. And tune in next week when we have the review episode where we see just if our predictions were correct or if they were incorrect. We'll also talk about the fallout of the PLE and seeing how that leads things down the road to WrestleMania. So again, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. So let me tell you where you can get in touch with me in case you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. First off, you can find me on Facebook, Threads, and Instagram under the handle of @PVDcast. I'm still on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. And if you want to be old school, you can shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know where they can hear this great show. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that as well. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the best place to get all of your PVDcast episodes. It's also available through all of those podcasting apps such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. All you have to do is go to your favorite outlet, go into the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And let me ask you one more time that if you are listening through one of your favorite apps or outlets, please rate and review. It helps me out in the algorithm so much. Rating and reviewing doesn't take much, just a couple of minutes of your time, you know, to give me a quick review, one sentence or whatnot, or 5 stars,
four stars, however many you think that I deserve. And again, it's very important for podcasters, especially independent podcasters, to get that information back out to the outlet so that they know people are listening and enjoying the show. And there's even one more way that you can catch every single episode of the PVDcast, and that is through the Facebook page on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a little live broadcast. So that's three convenient ways to hear this show, PVDcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet, and of course through the Facebook page on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. Once again, thank you so much for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2025.